and welcome to a new era, if you will.
New era.
A new era.
The artificial era.
A new dimension.
So we are, if I do sound weird, it's because it's a new microphone. It is AI.
AI enhanced.
That's the word. It actually does say enhanced speech.
Enhanced speech.
Which is good for somebody like me.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, without enhancement.
I wish it would enhance vocabulary.
Without enhancement, it's just barely speech.
All right. So, yeah, this is a big deal. You know, we're finally free of the cage that we were placed in with Spreaker.
And iHeartRadio.
15 minutes. You know what's funny, though? We're.
iHeartRadio. No, you're going to stay on AM.
Oh, AM radio doesn't even come in new cars.
Yeah. Oh, it's not available anymore? It's not a thing?
No, not with brand new cars.
Bummer.
Like, but all EV.
Like, I spent a lot of years listening to AM radio, like sports and stuff like that, back when I was a kid. And then, you know, talk radio and traffic. You always wanted to get traffic.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, before you had these monstrous devices in everybody's pockets.
Your phones?
Well, you know, what the key, though, is that these aren't phones. These are computers with a phone app,
right?
Is what they are,
yeah.
And it's a radio, and you know, anyway, doesn't matter. But let's go on. So, new tech, new era,
new era, exactly, and a new guide. So, with a new
that's right.
Season, we're going to start out with a score. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to start out every episode of Grab Bag Month, which is this month, April. We're back.
So you want to let you, so we're going back to the thing of like scoring it and then talking about it.
Yeah.
Has that worked better for you?
It's not that it worked better for me. It just gets it out of the way.
So, yeah. I mean, one of the things that we were doing though, is like, we usually would try to come to a consensus on a score. Whereas like, I don't think it necessarily makes a difference whether I'm just like, Ryan, you're wrong. It's awesome. It's the best comic I've ever read.
Well, I mean, we have two columns, right?
Okay.
So the original scoring we did the LBS score.
LBS.
Which is the live score.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then we did the ADJ score, which is adjusted to fit the format of 0.5.
Right.
So now we're going to take our scores and combine them, get an average, and then round to the nearest.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's where we're at. And I need to get your Google Docs email, an email where I can send the link.
Okay.
So you can check it out. Because I'm going to put my scores before we record.
Oh.
Just kind of, you know. Some
preparatory.
Just so you know how combative you have to be.
So I'll come in after the fact.
It's like, hey, I heard you liked it. All right. So today we're talking, this is part of my push to try to get more than 35 listeners, even though I appreciate all of you.
Yeah.
There is there's a need.
You guys are in on the ground floor.
I think that this is a one-story building.
Yeah,
it's a one-story building, but we appreciate it. It's not going to get too crowded, which is good. Today we're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy. I gave you the free comic book day.
Free comic book day, Guardians. Yeah,
From 2000. What year?
It was like 2011, something like that.
No, I went with my daughter.
Later than that. Yeah, 2014.
I took my daughter to her first free comic.
2014. That was a good guess.
Yeah. And she was born in 2013. So this makes complete sense.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the rating.
Okay. Rating. So in new rating system, but dialogue and script.
Yes.
Wait, you said you were going to do your rating first, but you haven't done this one yet.
No, I meant digitally. So you
Here.
I'm not going to like step on your toes.
Ah, I see.
All right. Go ahead.
Dialogue and script. I thought it was okay. I think I would give it like about a 6. I don't think I could go higher or lower than that.
Okay, fair enough.
So, and you know, we can get into it why once we start talking about the comic book.
Okay.
Cover design and artwork. So the cover is not the best. It's kind of like one of those, like, just we'll stick a whole bunch of heads in the sky,
right?
Sort of thing. But it doesn't even have much of a foreground. But
it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't like, have a lot. And also the size, you're like, why is Rocket the biggest?
Yeah, yeah, what's going on here? But the art that's inside of the comic is actually pretty good.
I know, I like, really
like
too.
The color balance
yeah.
and a lot of that stuff. So I think I would give it a 7 overall.
Okay.
So plot and story, I'm going to go ahead and give it a 7, and I'll argue for that. Like, I don't even care what you thought. Because, like, there's something about this particular free comic book that is, like, it's gimmicky, but I actually kind of liked it from my perspective.
Okay.
But we'll get into that. Character development and complexity, I'm going to put it down at, like, a 4, because there wasn't a whole lot of that. But that's probably unfair to a free comic book day comic. And we'll get into that as well. It kind of is related to the previous thing. So 4. So dropping down from 6s and 7s. Would I recommend on a scale of 1 to 10? I don't know. Maybe 5?
Okay.
And we'll get into that as well. So I guess I have to.
Yeah, you do your math and I'll go over my score.
Yeah.
That's how we'll do it.
So let me add these up here.
And let me give you my review. The dialogue in the script is actually really good in comparison to a lot of comic books we've been reading over the past 3 months. And as far as, you know, like, there's not, we have a big issue with people talking during combat, and they do it a little differently with kind of an internal dialogue.
Right. Yeah.
And that does help.
Much more appropriate.
That's why it works with Batman so well.
Yeah.
And I feel like they kind of took a page out of that book, you know.
Okay.
And Batman and Spawn actually both do a lot of internal dialogue boxes.
And then maybe, like, you know, 4 or 5 words here and there.
Here and there.
Back and forth.
Unless it's part of, like, a scene.
But, yeah.
So I'm going to go 7.
Like, how serious is this fight if you guys are jabbering away at each other?
Yeah. Be quiet.
Yeah.
Fight. If you're going to fight, fight. I don't know how many fights you've been in, but there was no conversation.
Yeah, I've been in several, and at no time was one word uttered between the two of us.
All right. Cover design, artwork. I actually was a huge fan of the art. This was one of the first that introduced Agent Venom
into the Guardians.
Into the Guardians.
Situation.
But I'm going to go 7 on that as well. The plotting story, there isn't a lot there for me. I feel like it bounces around a lot, right?
Yeah.
But it also tries to tell you where to see the whole story, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And then they advertise for the book
that
this is from. And it's a free comic book day.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yep.
I know what you're trying to do. It's free.
It's like straightforward. Here's a little snippet of 3 different series that you could read.
And this is what it's called. Make sure to buy it on sale this August, it says. So I'm going to have to go with a 5 on plot and story. Character development and complexity, there is not.
It suffers a fair bit.
I would argue that it's just like, you know, it's an advertisement.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's this comic book is several commercials in a row.
So I'm in a 5 as well.
I gave it a 4, actually, but...
Okay, I'm good. Would you recommend... I'm going to go 6, because it's free.
That is true. That does recommend it. It's like, oh, I got my money's worth.
All right, I'm going to do my math while you tell me what your score was.
I got a 29 out of 50. So, you know, still about half.
What'd you get?
29 out of 50.
So you would do 3 out of 5?
Yeah.
Basically. And then... 5, 3 times 2.
Yep.
Okay.
So 6.
That's funny. I got a 6 out of 10. Well. I got a 6 as well.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of,
which is pretty high. And if you've looked at, if you listened to previous episodes, I mean, we started out with Silver Star at a 4.
Yeah.
And then we had several issues where we were at 3, 3.5 with Daredevil, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Granted, we're not nearly in the same score as some of the other big hitters, but those are big hitters. Those are free comics.
Yep.
Relax, people. So we both gave it a 6. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it actually benefited fairly well for me because I've never read any Guardians comics before. I've seen the 2 of the Marvel movies. I don't know how many there are. But what worked for me was like, oh, I'm getting like a little introduction to some conflict between people and organizations. I'm getting like presented these organizations. And yeah, if you want to pursue this particular thing, check out this comic. But I'm literally giving this to you for free. So it's kind of nice. You know, it's not like it was just a sample and a taste. It's like nothing abrasive about it in that regard. And that's why there's no character development. And that's why I scored it low. You could be kind to it and be like, well, there's no character development in your free comic book where like each story is like five words long.
Yeah, you got to pay for the development.
Yeah, you got to pay for the development. And I'm like, okay, like, that's fair. But there wasn't any in here. So also I'm not that invested in these characters. And so what?
Would you be interested in reading any of the ones they promoted throughout?
I feel like one or two of those, I'd be like, yeah, I'd check out issue number one or whatever, right. You know, whatever is going on. I probably would check out the Venom one. And I feel like one of the others I was okay with. But, you know, it's just like, it's just very straightforward. So I put on my notes, I wrote a couple of notes down after I read it. I was like, kind of intriguing, I guess. You know,
kind of intriguing.
Yeah,
that's a perfect.
That's what you're going
put on the cover in quotes.
No,
I've been drinking.
I know. We should tell like this. I should be the guy that goes because
like, that's what I like to see when I like to go to the movies.
Yeah,
and I see a movie that's coming out and I see a critic and it says kind of intriguing.
Intriguing. I stayed awake.
Yeah, I was there for a little bit.
Yeah, interesting that it's broken up into samples. Overall, okay, kind of intriguing. I guess that's what I wrote.
You put, I guess.
I read her. I wrote, I guess.
Kind of intriguing, I guess. Did I ever tell you that? Do you know the movie Cold Mountain?
I have heard of it. I have not seen it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That was a Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
There are like European copies of the DVD.
Oh, okay.
And they put like rude reviews on it.
Like on the cover?
Yeah, on the cover.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, I remember Cold Mountain, and it's like something to the effect of like, Nicole Kidman tried very hard, end quote. I was like, what?
They're like, what did they think this is?
She did what she could with the script. And it's like, what?
People loved that.
All right, so this, do they?
I thought people did. I remember at the time, people being like really excited.
I never saw it because of the cover.
Like that was before you worked at that Best Buy. I think when that one came out.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, so you never saw it either.
I never saw it because of that negative review.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, this must be horrible.
You know, like Nicole Kidman tried really hard and she also tried to have an accent in Days of Thunder. So no.
What accent?
So she was supposed to have like a Boston accent.
Oh, really?
And it's bad.
She's Australian.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me out of the car, Cole.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. And I remember like when I was watching this as a kid, I was like, why is she talking like this? This is bad.
I do remember that.
And I do love that movie, but.
All right.
Yeah.
So first of all, I'm Googling to see if I can see what that quote was, because it was hilarious.
From the Cold Mountain cover. Yeah.
No, that's on the two disc. Special.
I feel like there are, well, they don't really do DVDs anymore, do they? Or Blu-rays. Maybe they do, but I feel like on posters, like that could be a good promotion where people are like, can you believe they put this on? Like they're making fun of this movie. Like, I kind of want to go see the movie now, you know.
Yeah. Well, see, now when movies get negative reviews, I go see it.
Yeah. Well, especially from some reviewers. It's like, oh, this guy hated it. It must be a good movie. I saw there was on Twitter the other day. I'm sorry, X. It was on X. Somebody X'd something about some TV show that I guess is out there. And he was like, yeah, after watching two episodes, I realized they're just making a show without like any introspection about like this B-17 like crew fighting in World War II, and like they're not trying to tell a deeper story about moral nature and anything. And I was like, oh, okay, like I'm actually interested in it now. They're not trying to tell anything, just like show me the experience of these guys running this B-17 in a realistic way in World War II, something that actually would have happened without them getting all like bent out of shape about the situation of war and what it does to the human soul. It's like, sometimes just show me the human experience, not the like philosophizing about everything. I don't know. That's my thought. But
yeah, well,
Guardians didn't do any of that, and it didn't necessarily help.
I can't find them. The review.
Bummer.
But I know it was an EU copy.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. So anyway, Guardians. This
so
is
the PAL format version.
No, I maybe. This was the 2018. Okay, this was the team that was established in 2008, which everyone knows from the films. Mm-hmm. The original team was way back. What was it? 1970s, right?
Oh, okay.
And that was, you know, Stan Lee was involved with that, but they've changed so much over the years. And I thought it was cool to see Venom in this. Like, it was, you know, worthwhile. This is when Venom could, you know, like, when it was completely under control.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wondered, you know, what he would be like as a hero. And
right.
I never read any Agent Venom stuff, because there is.
Okay.
But I never really got into it. So seeing this was cool. There were some characters that are missing in this, right? There wasn't, like, Adam Warlock. Because all I see is Gamora, Drax the Destroyer, Rocket, Groot, Star-Lord. And is Captain Marvel in the Guardians in this? During this time?
I don't know. I think Captain Marvel shows up in, like, one of the later things.
Okay. I just don't know. I didn't see her at all in this.
I don't remember.
But she's on the cover.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Don't put somebody on the cover.
But I, like, what's going on here with, like, Spider-Man from ye old medieval era?
Oh, so this, what's
the deal with that? Because, like, I was like, I don't know what this is. I'm semi-intrigued, but also, like, I'm kind of just, kind of off. But I think that was the one where I was just like, I don't care about this. But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is probably going to be a comic I have you read.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I could totally read it, and maybe I'll like it, maybe I'll trash it.
But. Okay. So this is a promotion for the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
You know, so all the multiverse Spider-Man, and this is just one of the other multiverse Spider-Man.
Right.
Who's an actor.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
And as far as technology, it hasn't advanced as much as ours. Just like,
okay.
Have you watched, like, you know, the Tom Holland version? Okay. So he...
The last Spider-Man I saw was Tobey Maguire and...
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Three with Venom. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, the...
No, not even Andrew Garfield. Yeah.
Why?
I
loved Andrew Garfield.
So I just got burned out on superhero
movies. Oh my gosh. Don't give me the superhero fatigue.
Just nonstop. And every single time I try to watch one of these Marvel superhero movie experiences, extravaganzas, it's just an exhausting parade of tropes.
Okay, but see, that's the company's fault, not the comic.
No, I know, but that's why I haven't watched the movies.
But you need to understand that there's great stories that aren't told. That's the whole reason for this podcast.
That is not why I disliked the alternate verse Spider-Man
thing. Trust me, I don't like the Spider-Verse stuff, but...
They
could have been done very differently.
The reason I was bummed out by the Spider-Man...
at the Globe Theater, you love Shakespeare.
No, yeah, I know. I
talked about Shakespeare every podcast we've done with.
No lines in here from Shakespeare. Bummer. Just a bummer. Not, you know, an opportunity missed. But the thing that really bummed me out about this is because I didn't gather that this was, like, actually modern times, but in a universe that...
It's our... Yeah, the timeline doesn't change. Multiverses, right?
Okay, so it is modern time. So that I could actually give it more grace for. So maybe I will like the comic better. But what bummed it out for me was, like, it's kind of like a very modern take of medieval era. I thought it was medieval era. I was like, oh, this is like what modern people think about the medieval era.
No, we're not talking about time travel.
Or not necessarily medieval era, like Renaissance.
So with the multiverse, everybody's on the same timeline.
Yeah.
But different versus whatever, different places. Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't care. I really don't care about
different time places.
The multiverse and all that stuff. It's just the
other Earths
and all this stuff. But anyway, so like the Marvel films, right? The ones with Iron Man and, you know, Spider-Man, they live in a more technologically advanced society than we do.
Okay.
In our Earth. So there's some things that they throw in that are, like, really out there when it comes to tech, especially in the Spider-Man films. And they were able to swing that by, like, oh, they live in a... Their universe is...
More advanced than ours, yeah.
Because of Tony Stark. It's like, okay, but Tony Stark's in all the other ones.
Right, yeah. It was the one... You know, he's more of a user.
He was a little lazier in that universe.
Yeah. Okay. Tony Stark minus, you know.
Anyway. Who's in this? Who's that?
That's Tony Stark.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So Tony's in this.
Tony's in
this. I don't like the way Tony's drawn.
Yeah, he's kind of has this kind of slimy used car salesman sort of appearance.
Yeah.
Or like actually like almost he almost looks like public defender. You know, attorney sort of
thing. He does look like a court appointed.
Yeah. Looks like a court appointed attorney.
Yeah. Which is weird. Because I've never, I guess I didn't even notice it when I read this, but Star-Lord looks fine.
Yeah.
But everybody has way too strong a jaw.
Yeah.
Why is that? I mean, Thanos, yeah.
I mean, he's got it.
He's got the best jaw in the business. But yeah, everybody's got really
strong. Thanos always has a jaw where it's like he like cupped his chin and just like squeezed too hard.
Yeah.
And now the like Play-Doh's in his head.
Yeah. okay, so you scored, what'd you recommend? I did 6, you did 5, right?
I did 5.
So we're both kind of on the same page.
Yeah.
And you know, it's something.
I mean, if you want to know if any of these Marvel things are things that you want to experience, this is actually a comic book for you. But also, there was nothing about it that I'm like, oh, you've got it. Like, no. At least start with the free comic book day thing. Don't go to number one. Start with that. There's nothing in there that where you're like, oh, yeah, you have to.
And the big part is, you know, a lot of people would try the comics after watching the movies.
Yep.
And
like, there needs to be some meat, and there's no meat in this.
Yeah, there's no meat, but the characters are, I don't think people could get used to the characters in the comic book form, because Drax is so cool in the comics, but he's a joke.
He's lame in the film.
He's kind of lame, but hilarious.
Yeah, but like, I mean,
you know, it's fun.
There was no shortage of that in the films, the Guardians films.
No,
I will say I didn't enjoy both Guardians films.
Why so serious, right?
Especially Kurt Russell. I always like Kurt Russell. Never seen anything with Kurt Russell I didn't like. Yeah, always.
I didn't know that.
You'd think that would have come up when we were doing our movie review.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah, because we talked about Breakdown. Remember when I did that?
Yeah, we did talk about Breakdown.
Well, I think that was private. I don't even know if we recorded that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't know if we ever covered any Kurt Russell on, like, with the two of us.
Well, ironically, we will be this month.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Interesting.
Weirdly enough. Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing. Well, I hope this episode did you well. I hope you learned that Guardians of the Galaxy is a passable comic.
What was my review? Kind of intriguing, I guess.
Kind of intriguing, I guess, is the quote of the day. And if anything, you know, I think following this, because of like the Agent Venom stuff.
Yeah.
Thanos to me is, you know, I'm hit or miss with that character. Whenever you bring characters back after huge things, right? It's like, his time has passed, you know?
I don't know. My brain immediately goes to like Wrath of Khan, and I'm like, it can be done. It can totally.
Oh, come on.